Hi. Welcome, everybody. It's time for The Good Stuff, as mentioned, and we're delighted to be here. It's Kim and Mike Burge.
This Friday starts the Black Hills Stock Show and Rodeo out in Rapid City. The event kicks off with the Extreme Bulls and 40 bull riders coming from across the nation to compete for the prize money. On Saturday, a similar but all different Extreme Bronc competition takes place. Both events kick off the rodeo festivities that continue for the next week. The PRCA Large Indoor Rodeo is back in Rapid City at the Black Hills Stock Show and Rodeo. Check it out, blackhillsstockshow.com.
And let's talk about Tri-State Livestock News. If you're looking for local, national, and international livestock industry news, then you need to be getting Tri-State Livestock News in the mail. They also have livestock auction reports. They have great columnists, classified ads, and so much more. I mean, really, so much more. Subscribe now. Go to tsln.com.
More on a personal note, and I know Jim would want us to mention this to all the faithful listeners of The Good Stuff out there. We're sad to announce that on January 26th, this past Sunday, William R. Slim McNaught of New Underwood, South Dakota, passed away. We featured many of his pieces over the years. Jim had him on, we've had him on, and services, I guess, at this time are pending at the time I've got this notification. But our deepest condolences go out to Slim McNaught of New Underwood, Monty, a good friend of ours for a long, long time. So our condolences to the family of Slim McNaught.
Indeed. And we have enjoyed his poetry so much. He actually wrote a poem for my dad's funeral.
Yes, he did.
Yes, he did. Indeed. So he's been a very special person in our lives. Going to kick it off with the bus stop. A fellow was driving home from work in a rainstorm. While he waited for a traffic light to change, he saw a young woman standing along at a bus stop. She had no umbrella and she was soaking wet. "Are you going to Farmington?" he asked. "Yes, I am. Would you like a ride home?" "I would," she said, and got in. "My name is Joanna Finney. Thank you for rescuing me." "I'm Ed Cox," he said, "and you're welcome." On the way, they talked and talked. She told him about her family and her job and where she had gone to school, and he told her about himself. By the time they got to her house, the rain had stopped. "I'm glad it rained," Ed said. "Would you like to go out tomorrow after work?" "I'd love to," she responded. She asked him to meet her at the bus stop since it was near her office. They had such a good time. They went out many times after that. Always they would meet at the bus stop and off they would go. Ed liked her more each time he saw her. But one night when they had a date to go out, Joanna did not appear. Ed waited at the bus stop for almost an hour. "Maybe something is wrong," he thought, and he drove to her house in Farmington. An older woman answered the door. "I'm Ed Cox," he said. "Maybe Joanna told you about me. I had a date with her tonight. We were supposed to meet at the bus stop near her office, but she didn't show up. Is she all right?" The woman looked at him as if he had said something strange. "I am Joanna's mother," she said slowly. "Joanna isn't here now, but why don't you come in?" Ed pointed to a picture on the mantel. "That looks just like her," he said. "It did once," her mother replied, "but that picture was taken when she was your age, about 20 years ago. A few days later, she was waiting in the rain at the bus stop. A car hit her, and she was killed."
Ooh, that's a Halloween story.
It is, isn't it?
Where did
you
get that
one? It gave me goosebumps. It just, I don't know, it just popped up.
Well, it's Groundhog Day coming up this weekend. You got any groundhog stuff?
Of course I do, silly guy. Why did the groundhog donate so much to charity?
I don't know.
He was a philanthropist.
Yeah, easy for you to say.
No kidding. What does Grandpa read on Groundhog Day?
Not sure.
The repost.
The repost?
What did Elvis say when he divorced the rodent?
I have no idea.
This kind of is too easy. You ain't nothing but a hound dog.
Oh.
What do you call an animal that hoards all the dirt?
I don't know.
A groundhog.
Oh, well, that would make sense.
Yeah. And don't forget to eat some sausage today. It is Groundhog Day after all.
You know, here in Valentine, the Lions Club usually has us a groundhog feed, and they do sausage and other breakfast type stuff. If you have something to send, maybe Valentine's Day coming up, be sure to send it to kimhburge@gmail.com. Thanks for listening to The Good Stuff.